Okay, Alexander, let's talk about what's going on in Sweden. And we started this morning in Europe with the news that the Swedish government may collapse as it faces a no-confidence vote. And as the day progressed, we got the news that the Swedish government has indeed collapsed. The government of Prime Minister Löfven has lost the no-confidence vote. This is the first time, Alexander, that a Swedish prime minister has lost a confidence vote, actually. And now he has a week to decide how he wants to move forward. Does he want to try to cobble together another government, which consists of a lot of opposing parties? Or are we heading to the polls? In other words, a snap election. Now, it's really interesting why it collapsed. It collapsed because of a rental agreement, a rental issue, where there was a motion to ease the rent on controls for new build apartments. It's a pretty interesting story, but we won't get into that in this video. Anybody in Sweden that's watching this, if you guys want to put maybe some links to learn a little bit more about the proposal that caused the government to collapse, it's really fascinating how things are worked out in Sweden at the moment with regards to rental properties and dealing with tenants and renters. It's really interesting. But anyway, the government collapsed because of this proposal. It was a weak government, Alexander. It was a government that had many opposing forces to it. And it really does remind me a lot of the Democrat government in the U.S., the Democratic Party's government in the U.S., in that here you had this government of Löfven, who was constantly trying to balance the radical left. They're already pretty left, but trying to balance even the more radical left. They have the Greens in there, but they also needed the support of some conservative right, neoliberal conservative right parties as well, smaller parties as well, so that they can get things done. And he was constantly trying to balance all of these opposing forces, and eventually, you know, the balancing act, he just fell off. He couldn't do it anymore. And here we are today. Alexander, what do you make of this story? Once again, another government in Europe appears to be changing. And what do you see going forward in Sweden?
Indeed. And I'm going to make a prediction. I think there probably will be elections, because I think trying to cobble together this coalition, this very uneasy coalition, you're absolutely right. It's a little bit like the Democratic Party in the United States, in the sense that it's made up of this government was made up of all the same constituencies, a very radical left combined with a kind of DNC centrist, Hillary Clinton-ish type, I don't know what to call it, center left, whatever it was. And then, of course, some people who are economic liberals on the economic liberals who are actually on the right. So all of these different forces, you find them in the Democratic Party in the United States, you find them in the Swedish government, which has just disintegrated. And of course, by the way, we should not overlook the fact that just as with the Democrats in the United States, so with the Swedish coalition, there was a very strong Green component, because the Greens were also a part of that coalition. And that was also shaping in some kind of way the policy that the Swedish government was trying to follow. It's all fallen apart. It's disintegrated. I don't think it can be put together. And I think any attempt to do so will simply perpetuate instability in Sweden. I think there have to be new elections. And I'm going to make a prediction, and this is more a guess, actually, than a prediction. I think you're going to see the Social Democratic Party of Sweden, which has been the dominant party of Sweden since the 1930s, go into severe eclipse. It's going to lose a lot of ground. And it is the beginning of the end of social democracy in Sweden. The same trend that you see in so many countries around Europe, where old social democratic parties, the dominant parties in Europe in the 60s and 70s, are losing ground everywhere. I think in the sort of pioneer fortress of social democracy, which was Sweden, we're going to see it collapse. We've seen it collapse in Austria. We're seeing it collapse in Germany. We're seeing it unravel increasingly in Britain. And I think we're now going to see the same thing happened in Sweden. So that's going to be a radical change. And I suspect that Sweden overall will move right.
Yeah, let me read you two paragraphs from Euronews, and I think this is really interesting stuff here. The nationalist Sweden Democrats had seized the chance to call the vote after the formerly communist left party withdrew support for the center-left government over a plan to ease rent controls for new build apartments. Now, the Sweden Democrat Party, which is led by Jimmy Akesson, told Parliament the government was harmful and historically weak, adding, and this is a quote, this is a great quote, it should never have come into power, i.e. this government should never have come into power. The no confidence motion, which required 175 votes in the 349-seat parliament, was supported by 181 lawmakers. Alexander, you have many of the parties on the left who supported the collapse of this government. In other words, they voted no confidence. They have no confidence in this government. Have also come out to say that there's no way they will help the Sweden Democrats get into power as well. They said, we're not going to help a center-right or a right-wing party get into power either. So, I mean, you have a lot of fighting from all over the spectrum here. And I think that quote from Akesson actually says it all. The party was, the government was weak and should have never come into power. It was almost forced to be into power once again, as we say in many programs, in order to just kick the can down the road and hold things together, because Sweden is having a terrible, terrible problem right now, especially with crime and the migrant issue. So, I mean, they're having a tough time of it. And kicking the can down the road at all costs. It should have never come into power.
Absolutely, that's entirely correct. And I mean, even this issue that of rents, which we're talking about, is in some ways a symptom of all of this, because I know people will take different views about this reform, and I'm not, you know, going to come down one way or the other, but it's been something that was talked about for a long time, and you found a government that struggled to make a decision. In fact, this is a government that has avoided making decisions. It can't get a grip on the crime wave. It can't get a grip on the housing and property bubble, which you also have in Sweden, which has been a major problem. You can't get a grip on lots of problems that have been accumulating in Sweden for a long time, because it is not a strong, purposeful government. Its only purpose is to exist and to keep the Democrats out. That's all it's there to do. Now, I think, in a way, getting it out of the way, having elections, that may clear the air. Of course, there's a chance that what will happen is rather like what we're starting to see in Germany, which is the emergence of a much more unstable situation, where in place of the once dominant party, the Social Democrats, we're going to have lots of multiple parties all fighting it out, none of them able to come together to agree a particular policy, and maybe we will see instability in Sweden follow. But certainly the present arrangements were unsustainable, and they've gone on far too long, and they are unsustainable in a European way. Sweden was never part of the Eurozone, but a lot of the same policies and sets of policies and political ideas and identity politic issues that we see develop in Europe also find their way into Sweden, where, by the way, they were very contrary to the historic tradition of the Social Democratic Party. But, you know, as we've seen with Social Democratic parties everywhere, they were quite happy to adopt all of these policies. And the result has been the alienation of their base, increasingly fragile parties, which at the moment when events come together, you see them implode. And I strongly suspect that's what we're going to see with the Social Democrats in Sweden.
It seems like every video we're doing with regards to the EU is almost like a copy and paste in a way. You know what I mean? We're seeing the German style of government. A lot of everything's fracturing. A lot of different parties are going at each other's throats, and they're trying to cobble together governments, very weak governments. And they're doing all of this to prevent the rise of some sort of center-right leader, whether it's Akesson in Sweden, whether it's Le Pen in France. You have in the Netherlands, you have someone like Thierry Boudet. You have all these center right, whatever you want to label them, type of nation state sovereigntist leaders, which are popping up in various countries throughout Europe. And the EU machine seems to be saying, the Merkel machine, maybe you can call it, seems to be saying, we don't care. Do whatever you have to do. Cobble together smaller center right parties. We don't care. Put them together in order to prevent any type of sovereigntist movement from coming together. Italy is another example. Put them in jail if you have to. We don't care. I mean, how long can this hold?
Well, it can't hold forever. That's the point. And I don't think much longer, actually. What it is actually doing is it's undermining the legitimacy of the entire project. Now, by the way, you're absolutely right. It is the same scenario playing out right across Europe. And of course, it's important to stress this. This is a point which, again, I think many people on the centre-left simply don't seem to understand. The EU is destroying the centre-left in Europe because the centre-left is completely identified with the whole EU project. I mean, they're one and the same. And as people turn against the project, they turn against the parties which embody it. And so as those parties weaken, you see the combinat in Brussels, the directoire, the directory, you know, the orders go out, you know, from Brussels and Berlin, put something together because we can't possibly have all these terrible people, you know, the populists on the right coming to power, be it in Spain or in Italy or in the Netherlands or in France or probably or in Germany, or perish the thought in Sweden as well. And so, you know, you get even more unstable coalitions sort of emerging, of all kinds of, you know, different colours of different parties. And of course, that's even less viable than what went or what existed before. And in a way, what you're starting to see is that the EU, which presents itself as fostering stability in Europe, is actually undermining it. And the EU, as the entity which is supposed to stand for a kind of social democracy across Europe, is undermining that. And eventually, of course, it will implode, because ultimately it's something else again. It's a sort of integrationist, globalist thing, which is antithetical to all of these things. It's an extraordinary thing. It's like the ivy that wraps itself around the tree and eventually kills the tree and itself in the process.
I completely agree with that assessment. Well, though, we have a week. We'll see what Laufen does. We'll see what happens if he tries to cobble together another government or if we go towards a snap elections. We'll be monitoring this story. Guys, make sure to check us out on Odyssey, on BitChute, and on the free speech video platform SuperU. You'll find those links down below. Go to our Locals page, guys. Join the Locals community. Find us there. Talk to us there. Share your news stories on Locals as well. So check it out. It's really awesome. It's really growing. And we think you guys will love it. We love the Locals page as well. And go to the Durant Shop, 10% off when you use the code REALNEWS. You'll find a link down below at the Durant Shop to help support this channel. Take care.